Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice Already in Progress?
God can do that. It just can't be done. I mean, the first testimony, at least the one I remember about Betty, was when she told me that when she was trying to get a spreadsheet together and make it work, and she could not remember the formulas and which formula went in what cell. So she went and prayed and asked God to show her what formula went in every cell, and then she thanked Him for doing it, and then she went to bed. In the night, she had a dream. She woke up the next morning. The Lord had showed her in the dream every cell and every formula, and she put every one of those formulas in the right cell. And as far as I know, that spreadsheet's still working today. Is that right, Betty? Wow. Isn't that something? Amen. That blessed my soul. When I heard her tell that testimony, I thought, now there is a true woman of God. Because, you know, instead of grumbling and complaining about something, you notice who she went to for her answer. The Lord. And the Lord showed her in that dream that night every formula and every cell it went in. And when she put all those formulas in the right cells, that spreadsheet worked beautiful and still working to this day. So anyway, is God cool? You reckon He's the best computer programmer out there? I think He is. And you shall teach these things diligently. You know, you need to talk to your children about Jesus. You know, how many of us that go through the whole day and never mention Jesus to our children? I mean, I think the other day when my son came over, we was talking about some stuff over at the gym, how he's doing things. When he got through telling me all about it, I got up, put my arm around him and said, okay, son, I'm going to pray for you. He said, well, Dad, that's what I come over here for. I come over here to get some prayer. That's the way. But why is your children like that? Because whenever I got this revelation from God when Tim was 2 years old, until he graduated from high school, I read a chapter out of this book to him and Amanda every night. Every night. Did God tell me to do this? Yeah. Is God talking to you? Yeah. Are you supposed to be teaching your children the Word of God? And he said, are you supposed to study it and learn it yourself? Yeah. Yes. Then after you learn it, you're to teach it diligently to your children. And you shall teach them diligently under your children. And you shall talk of them when thou liest down, when thou sittest up, when thou walkest in the way, and when you rise up. And all, in other words, that pretty well covers everything all the time. Let's see what the next verse says. That's verse 7. It's been pretty interesting. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. Wait a minute. What does that mean? Have you ever seen anybody do that? What does it mean to bind them upon your hand? In other words, maybe you take a pen or something. If you don't, maybe you have trouble remembering like some of us do. I know none of y'all have that trouble, but some of us do. And so if I have trouble remembering what I'm supposed to do, maybe I put on there Deuteronomy 6:4. Write it out on the back of my hand. Okay. Now then, if I can't remember what Deuteronomy 6:4 says, then I need to go to my, you got one of them cheat sheets. So if you can have, in today's world, it's really nice to have a cheat sheet, isn't it?
Sure is.
So you can have your phone there, and your phone, you can just read it to your children. And then, like somebody asked me the other day, he said, how in the world did you memorize so many scriptures in your life? I wrote back to them and told them, I said, well, I would make a flashcard, and I would put down what it is, like Deuteronomy 6:4, and then I would put it in my shirt pocket, and I would drive down the road, and when it came to a light, and the light was red, when I stopped, I whipped the card out, and I'd read it right quick, two or three times, fast as I can. Whoop, the light turns green, put it in my pocket. Now I'm not reading it. Now then I quote it. I quote that verse over and over and over. Lord, I shall love the Lord your God with all my heart, all my strength. I should love you when I lie down. I should love you when I rise up. I should love you all the time. I need to teach these things to my children. So if I continually do that, it's not going to be long till I'm going to have a whole bunch of his word memorized. He says study and read his word, doesn't he, Mary? That's what he told you, right? Study my word. Yeah. Now then, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand and as frontlets between your eyes. Have you ever seen anybody with a cap on that had a little sign hanging down on the bill? You know, we need to. Is that what God tells us to do? I need to hang a sign out there that says, teach my children about God. You know, I wonder what that would do if you just had that little bitty sign, or maybe had it on your cap. Have your cap made and said on the outside even, remind me today to teach my children about God. You reckon that might help? Is that what God's trying to tell us? Is that what he says there? And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand and put them as frontlets between your eyes. Is that what that means? As frontlets between my eyes? I'm supposed to have some little something hanging down here that says, teach my children about the Lord. By the way, I'm going to give you all a chance. I'm going to give you a week to study. And next week when we go to leave, I'm going to give you all a 100-question test over this information. You say, I won't be here next Sunday. Okay, I won't do it then. Or let's put it this way, if I do it, I won't tell you in advance. I'm going to be like our new president. Stop telling the enemy when you're going to do something. That's kind of crazy. Tony, as a military pilot, if you were going to go bomb somebody, would you tell them you were coming? No. I wouldn't. I don't think I'd tell them at all. As a military pilot, a fighter pilot like Tony was in the military, as a man that fought in Vietnam, if I was going out on a mission, I definitely would not want the enemy to know I'm coming. I would want it to be a top secret deal. Let's go to verse 9. Let's see what verse 9 says. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Do you reckon God is serious about this? I mean, is he really serious about how important the word is? Well, if he's really that serious, then why do so few of us know what the word says? Because, you know, we really don't study it very much, do we? Do we? Not like we should. Not like we should. We should read this book, study this word. How often would be a good number of hours, reckon, to study? And how many hours a week should we study this word? What do you think would be a good term? I mean, maybe an hour a day? 2 hours a day? I mean, an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening or something like that. I mean, do you think you can overdose on the word?
No.
So the more you study it, the more powerful you become, right?
Yep.
So if we know that, and I believe we do in this room, I believe we really do know that God's word is this powerful. Because in this room, we have seen, I couldn't even tell you, when my wife, before she was my wife, when I met her in a Kinko's coffee store, I had a copy of Caitlin's Miracle, and it said, Caitlin's Miracle, Jesus Heals, and Jesus the Healer. And Cheryl looked over my shoulder and said, sir, you've seen Jesus heal people? I said, oh, yes, ma'am, thousands of them. She said, can I have one of those? And I said, yes. So I give it to her, and she takes it home and reads it and finds out I have a healing school in Hearst the next Saturday. So she came, and she had an incurable disease she had had for years, 30 years. No doctors cannot heal. Lots of people have incurable diseases that doctors can't heal. Dave had an incurable disease that doctors couldn't heal. Many of you in this room have had incurable diseases. But she listened to that, and she come to the healing school. And I told her, I said, well, young lady, that's caused by sin. You know, I said, sin is what does this. And so I said, all you got to do is repent of your sin, and I can pray for you, and my God will heal you. And so she repented for her sin. I prayed for her, and she was totally instantly healed, and she's been healed ever since. And even this little gal here that had no faith, I'm really going to lay it thick on her. She and her husband came to a healing school over in Dallas because she had back troubles for years, 7 years, and had back pain, terrible pain. And when they came to the church, they heard I had a healing ministry, but she wouldn't come forward because she was afraid I'd push her down. And she said, I've seen too much of that on TV. I ain't going down there. I'm going to sit back here by the door so if something crazy happens, I can run out. And so after the healing class was over that day, she didn't have no pain, did she, Scott?
No, she didn't.
And years later, she still hadn't had no pain.
No,
is God good?
He's an awesome God.
Now do we know why he wants us to study his word?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because if we study his word, then his best for us is we do what he says. We learn his word, we study his word, we diligently teach his word to our children and to them, and then we learn to pray in faith over our own kids. And let me tell y'all something else now. This girl, I'm going to tell you how, she's not very smart because she's just a school teacher. She's very smart. But this is how smart we are. Her and her husband, when they became Christians, they did read the Bible because they came out of the Catholic Church and they didn't read much there. But when they come to the Lord and got saved, she read a scripture in Matthew 18:19. And that's your favorite verse, isn't
yes,
it, Kim?
Sure it is.
What does that say?
If two or more gather, well.
Two or more agree.
Again, I tell you, two or more
agree
on earth. If you ask,
he'll do it.
In my name.
And did you know the first time she read that? She said, you know, when she read that, she said, told her husband, said, honey, wouldn't it be wonderful if something like that really worked? It would be wonderful if something like that worked, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Because if you got a scripture that comes from God that says, and again, I'll tell you the truth, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, I'll do it for you by my Father, which is in heaven.
That's right.
What could you get done with that, Kim?
Anything and everything.
And now you know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.